It's stupid ass.
We've got better vision, we've got better ideas, and we've got better hair.
Uh-huh. Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Brought to you by Badass Coffee of Hawaii, 3530 South State, for delicious 100% pure Kona coffee. Tommy Chong was asked to introduce Bernie Sanders at a rally in East LA yesterday and then got disinvited just hours before the event. He said, quote, "It was an insult. My endorsement means a lot because of what I have gone through and what the whole marijuana culture has gone through."
Man.
But Bernie's campaign just said it was a scheduling conflict. I guess Tommy ended up buying it because he tweeted support later. Don't know what the scheduling conflict was, but the rally happened. He was introduced by Rosario Dawson instead.
That was the scheduling conflict. It was not LeBurn. We had Rosario on the schedule. Look, I did not disinvite Tommy Chong to introduce me. Let me be clear about something. I love Chong and Cheech. I have been a fan since Up in Smoke. I still have nice dreams, and I'm still smoking. Lindsay, ask me, do I want to get high, man?
Do you want to get high, man?
Does Howdy Doody got wooden balls, man? Of course I do.
Wow.
Ask me what kind of weed I've got, Lindsay.
Bernie, what kind of weed do you have?
It's mostly Maui Waui, but it's got some Labrador in it. That's how big of a fan I am. So, Tommy, you have a standing invitation to smoke out with me at the campaign headquarters and burn one down. We'll go into the back room where I do most of my suit rumpling, and I've got the black light and the tapestries. There's always a bowl of pretzels. Come hang out. It's okay.
Very good, Bernie. Okay.
Just saying, not a disinvite. I would never disinvite.
Thank you for clearing
it up. We love to feel the burn. That's it's a slogan.
Right.
The feeling,
I know.
The burn.
The whole thing is
constantly burning.
That burning. I know.
I want to hang out in his green room. Sounds fun.
It's more of a purple, but.
All right.
Bill Cosby has admitted to having sex with two teenage girls, and his agent paid one of them off so his wife wouldn't find out. These revelations came from Cosby's settled civil case, and he said an agency would send him 5 or 6 models every week right to the studio where he was shooting. He would give them a very, very good meal, and I guess at one point he had sex with a couple of them. They were 17-ish is what he says. Now, this really has a very little bearing on the drugging that Cosby did, but it is just kind of another ugly wrinkle in this case that has come out. It's not technically, I think, illegal what he did, but
what?
It's Cosby. No?
You can't feel your face when you're with me, 'cause I drugged you. 'Cause I drugged you. You can't feel your face because I'm Cosby. Because I drugged you. You see? I drugged you.
17 is beyond the legal age of consent in California. So not technically illegal, just super creepy.
And isn't it creepy that the management or any kind of like talent organization would get involved too? You know, kind of sending. Because you know that some of them probably knew something was up.
Well, that's the casting catch for you.
I guess
I'm not saying it's right, but yes, it happens probably all the time.